Not that the original was probably this.
Hey, what up, little Connecticut? It's your boy Drop, and I'm chilling with Connecticut's finest female DJ exclusive.
Couple bitches emotion. We ain't causing commotion, but I be bragging and boasting. I put the most in, I get the most out, no doubt. I brought the Glock in into my show out. I sold out, we break them poles out for your show out, then roll out. I got them hit and then I rapped about it, think he know now. Put a duffel bag up on his head, my nigga cash out. I get the cheese in large amounts, they calling me the cash cow. We get the peas, we get the price, and then we tax them Uncle Sam. Give them teddy bears and t-shirts, my dog, put them down. Told that nigga get from around me, I don't trust him, so it's fuck. I'm brand new chopper, so press the muzzle whips. When I bust him, slide on him, hit the brother. Then we double back with different cuddles. They know it's real, they know it's trauma, so they call it. I live the life of a top shotter until the day I die. Yeah, you know I'm a thug, nigga, but I'ma still cry. We ain't doing no drive-bys, I look them in his eyes. Staying over with this fire, and I'ma watch that nigga die. Niggas know how we coming, we slamming like we drumming. Niggas pull up, we dumper, we shooting, ain't nothing. We leaving them niggas slumping. See my gun, and running, 100 rounds, keep them coming, murder, I'ma come. I got this pistol with my pants, and I'm posted where I wanna be. I made my own label, I can't see no niggas signing me. I got too much to lose. You think you taking me? I never been a fool. I watch your moves. You think you snaking me? Real killer. All my niggas feel safe with me, even though they really supposed to be securing me. I told Big Sean that I don't really need security, but that's my nigga. But ain't that nigga preferring me? I sincerely wrote a note, but they ain't hearing me. I give a drunk a line of coke to go on killing sprees. I told the bitch to get the drop while she was on the knees. She asked me what's in it for her. I said I got a treat. I skeet it. Yeah, I left it on her face, and I told her that's the only thing you get in from me.
I live the life of a boss player. To the day I die, couple bitches, they feeling on me, they saying that I'm fly. They like Tupac, I got two bitches, they fucking in the spot. A ass fat, I'm grabbing, gripping, I'ma squeeze it till it pop. You know I get around, I get your pants down and then I rock. Hood nigga, I'ma pull my pants down, keep on my socks. Jamaican nigga, she be feeling on my hair, she like my locks. I put her hand on my cock, I told her, suck it, don't stop. Now you can call me Tommy, I got the drink up in my belly. We sit on them, got the pop, and know you got the message. We ain't about to talk it, bitch, we about to spark it. Pull up on them, then we cross the tape and white chalk. Oh my, got a child, but my being don't really be on bullshit. I'm asking God why I got these problems on these pulpits. Heard another diss today, I put them on my shooter list. Shoot it up, I'm all black, I'm ready to go do it, man. Shoot a man, gun in hand, have them running like the running man. Where you running when I'm spraying? A couple bands, wrap the rubber bands, put it all up on your headbands. Make them dance when them choppers start flying. You saying what you saying, but I'm saying what I'm saying. And my nigga off the Zan, see him blam, I'm on your man.
I live the life of a top shotter until the day I die. Yeah, you know I'm a thug, nigga, but I'ma still cry. We ain't doing no drive-by. I look him in his eyes, stand over with this fire, and I'ma watch that nigga die. Niggas know how we coming, we slamming like we drumming. Niggas pull up, we dumb, we shooting.
I know heartbreaks, setbacks. Bitch, if I crap out, I'm sure I'ma get back. I've been through the ups and downs, you know I get around. So to me, it's all a part of the game. If I ain't the co-main or the double main, I'm almost the show main. I gotta take it, no need to say shit, I'm gon' take it. Robberies turn homicide, it's nothing to play with.
You are now rocking DJ exclusive. Connecticut's finest female DJ.
I'm a hustler, baby.
I know heartbreaks, setbacks. Bitch, if I crap out, I'm sure I'ma get back. I've been through the ups and downs, you know I get around. So to me, it's all a part of the game. If I ain't the co-main or the dope main, I'm almost the show main. I gotta take it, no need to say shit, I'm gon' take it. Robberies turn homicide, it's nothing to play with.
Make money, make money. When shit hit the fan, we'll take money. Southside, be with the best and I'm done. Shout at the rest of them. Yeah, checks I'm collecting them. Check, boy, I'm finessing them. Big bags of bread. Boy, you fuck around, put a big bag on your head for the weather, break your day. Let's get to it, then don't do it like we do it. Cop it, whip it, bag it, flip it. We up. Beat up, what up? Running around this bitch, still not giving a fuck. Hey,
when it come to that paper, there'll be no complications. Put a hole in the nigga right in front of you, your heartbeat pacing. And it's so right. That's how we do it on this side. Niggas get to it on this side. I know heartbreaks, setbacks. Bitch, if I crap out, I'm sure I'ma get back. I've been through the ups and downs, you know I get around. So to me, it's all a part of the game. If I ain't the co-main or the double-main, I'm almost the
show me, I gotta take it. No need to say shit, I'm gon' take it.
And then it's
the homicides, nothing to play with.
Hey, it's all a part of the game. You gotta play your cards right. Don't get caught without the pipe all night. Lurking on sight, never go without a fight. Win or lose or run, but right, protect your life. Cause I do it like you was just a bike. Two Cuban links, just like I'm titty boy. Ride around your city boy. Two tone boogers up in my face, look like a chip boy. More money, more problems, got me feeling like I'm titty boy. Biggie boy, now you see why these hoes can jiggy for me. Try to post up on this block, I bet we won't allow it. Migrate that nigga out the lot, we put him on the island. We need some silence, some pressure when it's car riding. Ask you driving if you ever even need a ride. Not your whole man, I'm the boss man. Not the domain, but I bring the propane. He had a scope on it, but he hit him close range. Stormy days, but you know we bring him over rain.
Sit back, bitch, I'm gonna rap out, I'm sure I'ma get back. I've been through the ups and downs, you know I get proud with me. It's all a part of the game. If I ain't the co-main or the dope man, I'm gonna be showing. I gotta take it, I need to say shit, I'm gonna take it. Robberies turn homicide, it's nothing to play with.
Everybody knew this boy, back. Kwame, back. Back it down for DJ Exclusives. Just spin it, man.
Yo!
Visualize what it is, not what it isn't. We at the mafia table next to the kitchen. Eating Michelin star, counting a million. Look, hood theories. On a Rothstein, big the World Series. Gotti ran every union in the city. NAS do it B.I.G. like Biggie. Leading like Huey Newton did. Nigga, that's how official the revolution is. Feds holding cameras up and they zooming in. Don't be surprised when niggas show you they true intent. Ruthless, they'll tie up your wife and kid. Why you talking on Clubhouse, the guns out? This ain't an audio chat, boy, this audio crack. Social media platforms they ratting on. Facebook, Google, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon. Some say it's Babylon. Took the property over since Hampton gone. Who said we couldn't get cash this long, last this long? Platinum cars with our ratchets on. Laid back, ox blood seats with the hazards on. EPMD, we back in business. I visualize what it is, not what it isn't. We at the mafia table next to the kitchen. Eating Michelin star, counting a million. Murcielago mind flow, 20 Chevy Tahoes, then I'm sitting low. I am not hiding though. Condos in different time zones. Way before y'all was double cupping the styrofoam. Come on, done. Had to lay it down in layman's terms. Yeah. Want me to turn up a notch to say the word. Yeah. Hit told me to chill, just lay the verse. You know my thoughts get crazy, think about shit from the 80s. Bucking like Tom Brady, balling like Kyrie and Katie. Will had the medallion, emblem of a Mercedes. Way before Michael Mary, when all the Nikes was pennies. Killing niggas for sneakers, had to skate through the envy. Supreme sold for a few billy. Few billy. If I sell my masters, I need a trilly. Need a trilly. It was go get it, now it's gimme. Run it, run it. And we ain't relying on no stimmies. EPMD, we back in business. I visualize what it is, not what it isn't. We at the mafia table next to the kitchen. Eating Michelin star, counting a million. Mob shit. Legitimate. You couldn't even calculate this shit. Yeah. Unsurmountable shit.
Hey, it might not mean nothing to y'all, but this your girl DJ Exclusive with the Nothing Podcast and everything lit. And this is episode 1 of Solo Season 7, episode 70, Diamonds. Gonna go ahead and drop a bomb right there. Hey, y'all, listen. Today is the first pot of the future. Today we're gonna return to my original vision, my original idea, my original formula for what the Nothing Podcast was supposed to be. I'm gonna go back to straight up underground internet radio style blogging. See, if you know me, then you know that I used to have Crazy Pellas Radio back in 2008. I was podcasting before I knew what podcasting was. And I had a formula. I had a way of doing it. I had a way of making it interactive. That's just what I was doing. So I'm going back to that. There's no need for a co-host. There's no need for anyone else because having other people around, one, it's not good for me business-wise because I never understand how to ask for help running the business, but somehow, some way, feel obligated to keep people around because I put them in position. And two, I just like things the way that I like things. I like to have fun. I'm not trying to argue. I'm not trying to be angry or upset. This is supposed to be a fun time, a good time, an enjoyable time. I want people to listen to some music, roll up some L's, you know, listen to what I have to say, and then put it against your perspective and your ideas of the same concept of conversation or maybe something similar. This is not designed to debate and go back and forth and judge who's suckers and not suckers and who, how they live their life. And we're not here for none of that. We just here to listen to some good music, get high, get tipsy, and talk about what's going on in the industry, because that's what we're here for. And it might not mean nothing to y'all, but listen, this episode, we get into the celebrity gossip, we get into the shits, we get into the Monique Slaughters, we get into the Tekashis and the little Reese's and the 600 Breezy's, we get into a little bit of the politics, we get into everything that we would normally get to, but in the middle we're going to just listen to some smooth music, and it's not going to be nobody but your girl DJ Exclusive. And oh yeah, please remember, we got to touch on that battle between Dom J and your girl Preem Gully. Gonna make sure we put a string bombs on that one. I ain't even gonna hold you. I'm a Gully fan. I could have been a Dom J fan, but I didn't like how he carried it. But overall, I'm a Gully fan, and I took it personally offensive when I heard his diss track. But I'm not even gonna sit here and act like he's the worst rapper ever in the world. He is not a horrible rapper, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna break those two tracks down, and yeah, we're gonna get all the way to the shits. I'm gonna keep y'all updated when we start doing the live format, when y'all could call in, y'all could chat with me, and I'll make sure I'll get our conversations into the podcast. Also want to appreciate anybody that shared any of the new trailers, any of the new clips. I want to shout out anybody that encouraged me to keep on going. Big shouts to anybody that has bought merch that just helped me and motivated me, because I can guarantee you it was not the people around me that was encouraging me to continue to do what I'm doing. I've been fueled for the past 2 years off of straight passion, and my passion is what got me right here, right now, talking to myself. Well, not talking to myself, but I'm talking to y'all, you understand? So yeah. Thugged out, blends.
Right now, you're rocking with DJ
Exclusive. Johnny and the Jet. Big Steppin'. I'm here with this set, and I'm big reppin'. In the section with some hoes, it's about 6'7". In the section with the bros, it's like 10-11. Busy in the cut, just in case. Shout out to my brother, he just beat that case. Shout out to my God, he make no mistakes. Amen. Shout out to that broad with the pretty face. She a bartender and a fan, but she only shake her ass for the band. I don't pop no perps, I don't pop no zans, but I keep a cup of Henny in my hand. She get in a mood on 1942. When she seen a wreck, she skipped to my loo. She said she got a man, well, I'm your nigga too. I'm a big stepper. Out here with my set, and I'm big reppin'. If he try to flex, then we G-check him. Keep the Glock by the pillow, I can sleep better. I've been on the floor and these slides on. Made a half a million, put my guys on. I just bought that cocoa for my side joint. She let me keep the pistol in her top joint. I'm a shot caller. Chain water. Watch water. Drip check, hot sauce. I bop with the mop, cause they plop on them. And that's where the pop, I'ma pop on them. Married to the game and put a rock on them. If she bad, I'ma slide on them. You fucking with the top shot to top baller.
Hey, what a real Connecticut. It's your boy Drop. And I'm chillin' with Connecticut's finest female. DJ Exclusive.
Big stuff. I'm here with my set, and I'm big with it. If you try to flex, then we cheat each other.
I don't sleep. Fuck a bed, fuck a spread, fuck a sheet. Fuck a Zanny, give me Adderall and weed. Speed ballin' off the cocaine and codeine. Chill a carpet, got her walking on a.
They getting busy. Thugged out blends.
I don't sleep. Fuck a bed, fuck a spread, fuck a sheet. Fuck a Zanny, give me Adderall and weed. Speed ballin' off the cocaine and codeine. Chinchilla carpet, got her walking on her knees. I don't sleep and I'm still living on my dreams. Kill you, you're sleeping, now you can't get out your dreams. Notorious B.I.G. said it was all a dream. I'm rappin' M.O.B. the mob, I got ties. In the back of my head, under my locks, I got eyes. Presidential dead up in my pockets, I got flies. Been chasing these presidents so long, they must be tired. They better not close their eyes, cause Tonchi never played. And if you sleeping on the Tonchi, rest in peace. Cause all a nigga do is win like a cheat. And I ain't sleeping till they bring me to the priest. Fuck a bed, fuck a spread, fuck a sheet. I just popped the 10, I'm in my man cave. Looking for some hoes on my DM and I'm his back page. Your little hoe do spin class at the gym, that bitch in bad shape. My little hoe said she gon' spin a bin, I like it ratchet. Do some cocaine with these bitches like it fancy. Snort the cocaine off their titties in my mansion. I'm getting naked with these bitches, I'm on Addy and Cialis. Breaking records in these bitches, wait I think. This only Jesus, I need water. She say these, them double D's, that floating water. I'm too numb, I bit my jaw and I can't feel it. I'm so numb, I hit it raw and I can't feel it. I'm on the ceiling, I don't sleep. Fuck a bed, fuck a spread, fuck a sheet. Fuck a Zanny, give me Adderall and weed. Speed ballin' off the cocaine and codeine. Chill the carpet, got her walking on her knees.
Who the fuck told bitches they could do what I do? All of a sudden, all y'all bitches got accents too. My yeah, bitches can't do the shit that I do. Sometimes I gotta think it cool. Bitches, they could do what I do. All of a sudden, all y'all bitches got accents too. My yeah, bitches can't do the shit that I do. Sometimes I gotta figure it cool. I tell a motherfucker this. Some niggas nowadays move worse than a bitch. And as for this chick, me love bum flick on bad man dick. So, got the pussy, got the live phone. I'm a grown ass bitch with my own ass shit. Now, here it is. No one chat, but I got boss in a secret. Y'all big bottom man, you love look man bottom. Pussy watch man, you're a trisk, y'all bottom. Fuck who? Niggas wish they could fuck me. Like they never seen a hot gal act like we. Big bomba clad star, push hot car. Big old, me love back we out here. The way my man fuck, can't even stand up. And when he gets stiff, it come like 10 dicks. Take it through my hole, right through my appendix. I got a message, watch y'all motherfuckers sitting this.
You are now rocking with DJ F exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
If I gunshot to boss, man, we clap that. I hit my rhythm to rock, man, we clap that. From a pussy hole, this man, we shot that. If I pass the one for dead, man, we mock that. If I gunshot to boss, man, we clap that.
The baddest, picture me fucking with a nigga half my status. Bad gal, boss, big on the ones in my bucket. Move your bum, boy, boy, who am I your jacket? I do that motherfucker, he can spit my name. Who on the mic before I have you X'd out the game? And tell him all your young pussy like sugar key and them book y'all take beer or bop me. For them with it, bitch, you wish you locked up and got a quick night. What the fuck you about 20, a pissy ass drunk. Rucky, I don't fuck around and get you stuck up. Waiting outside your studio, collecting dub bucks. Bitch, fuck around and get that nigga gun buck. Outside, I'm fully loaded with the gun stashed up. Front of cactus, chrome 4/5 for the back of 4-clip for niggas with more slip.
From a pussy hole, this man with shotgun. If I pass the hole for dead man with markdown. If I come shot for boss man with.
Hey. There you guys are. So. You know how when you get so mad because you can't physically react, all you can do is cry? That's me right now. So I came to tell you guys, I don't take kindly to threats.
You are now rocking with DJ F exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
Blood is boiling. How dare you send a nigga to bang my motherfucking line and threaten me. I don't care who you think you are. I don't care who the world has told you you are. I don't know you, and you don't know me, and I didn't say anything negative about you, sir. You can watch the 40-second clip about what I said about you, sir. And it wasn't negative. So don't you send another motherfucker to this phone of mine to make one more fucking threat. Yeah, Dr. Dre. And I recorded it. Wrong fucking bitch. Wrong move, motherfucker. Suck my dick. You're done. I fucking recorded both conversations. You're fucked up the ass. You thought that aneurysm fucked you up? I'm the aneurysm, bitch. Nicole's not the aneurysm. I'm the fucking aneurysm. I'm the reckoning. I'm the grim reaper around this. You fucked up. You fucked up. You fucked all the way up. And tell your bitch I still want the fucking fade. Yes. Yes, I recorded it. And my blood is boiling because all I wanted to do was come through the fucking phone and rip his goddamn esophagus out. Well, who does that? You have a problem with what I said? Fine. We can talk like adults. Fine. You can address whatever you think it is that I said instead of addressing what I actually said. And that's fine too. But keep that same energy, like I said. Am I the only one receiving a phone call, or are you going to call the owner of a particular blog who's been running this story for 2 fucking months? Are you just mad at me, or are you going to talk to your bitch who's been running her mouth? How do I know she got a black Range Rover from you for her birthday? How do I know that you have a salon in your house? I've never been to your fucking house. How do I know? How did I know that that was where her and the Love and Hip Hop producer, you got Love and Hip Hop producers in your house, my nigga? Talk to everybody. Talk to everybody. Cause the gag is, there's a lot that I could have said and still could say that I haven't said. And I could have said it a long time ago when she was running her mouth about it and people that know I don't fuck with the bitch were hitting me with the T. I could have put that out ages ago.
Sheesh. She went in. She went all the way in, and I'm sorry. I have to say that if what she is saying is true, Dr. Dre deserves it. A lot of people in the comments when I had posted a little clip of this, a lot of you guys were, oh, she should mind her business. Whoop de whoop 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 whoop. I'm sorry. I didn't know that it was ever okay under any circumstances for an old ass man, or any man for that matter, to send idle threats to any woman. That's one thing. It was just a couple of months ago where you guys were like, oh my God, Tory Lanez deaf. Tory Lanez is so evil. Protect black women. Protect black women. Oh my God. But now, because this woman has decided to answer a question, because that's what she did. She was asked a question, and yes, she was being shady. She was being petty. But that is because her and April don't get along. Now, see, it might not mean nothing to y'all if you're not a fan of Love and Hip Hop, or if you don't follow that kind of thing, then you probably don't even really know who Monice is. You probably don't even really care who April is. But at the end of the day, April Jones has children with Omarion. Monice has a child with Little Fizz. When her and Little Fizz couldn't get their little shit together, whatever the fuck that was, Little Fizz started fucking around with April. And that was bad on so many levels, because one, April and Monice were, for what it was worth, friends. And also, Little Fizz and Omarion, they're supposed to be friends. So they're supposed to be like a no baby mama clause in the bro code. And Little Fizz broke that. So you know, that's Monice's baby father. So ever since then, and probably a little bit before then, Monice has been nothing but shade. And when she says that she could have broke the story about Dr. Dre months ago, that holds weight. If she had any kind of malicious intent, if she was really trying to like get some clout or break some information to the blogs, she could have done it months ago. But she waited for the Shade Room to do it. She waited for Baller Alert and all of the major news outlets. Hell, even I wrote about it. And she got asked a question. Since when can't we answer questions? I could understand if a person was asking her some incriminating ass shit that could send her or someone else to jail. But I don't see an issue with her particularly answering questions as it pertains to her baby's father and what he is or isn't doing with someone else. And if it is true that Dr. Dre is arranging or sending or whatever the fuck people, that's bad. That's bad. But aside from that, it also would go back to what I was saying earlier about this alleged brain aneurysm and he in the studio. He doing a lot for a man that's getting up there in age that is supposed to be sick. For all I know, they just cloned that man. I don't know what's up with Dr. Dre. I don't know what up with the Monice shit. But whatever the case may be, I don't think she gotta mind her business per se. I don't think she gotta do shit. She ain't out here trying to protect any of these motherfuckers. So, yeah, I'm gonna keep y'all posted on what goes on with that and if anything else transpires from that. And before we get into our next musical break, I wanna say real quick, they are freeing Kanye West. It might not mean nothing to y'all, but Kim Kardashian has filed for divorce. Kanye West is looking like he's gonna be free. I don't know if this tweet was legitimate or false, but there was a tweet with coming from Kanye's Twitter saying that he goes and buys a Bentley when they try to change the narrative and make things look like it's not. So shout out to Kanye. We're rooting for you. I can't wait for you to be free. Shout out to DMX, who went on the Drink Champs and said it doesn't matter if you're a civilian when it comes to snitching, because we're all civilians. The difference between being a civilian is being a hood civilian and a suburban civilian. A suburban civilian is a regular civilian with no crimes that pays taxes and has a right to call the police, whereas a hood civilian is a criminal. You probably don't pay taxes and you commit crimes, so you shouldn't be calling the police. If you want a full breakdown on that, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel at Nothing Podcast at YouTube. I have a full breakdown of that. I got a full breakdown of the new Tekashi 6ix9ine Zaza video, as well as talking about some things that transpired between him and Meek Mill last week. Now, when we come back from this musical break, we're going to get into some shit that went down with 6ix9ine and Lil Reese and 600 Breezy. And keep y'all updated on what seems to be going on with Tekashi 6ix9ine, because listen, it might not mean nothing to y'all, but I'm getting tired of y'all gangster ass niggas talking about what should happen to 6ix9ine, who's gonna do something to 6ix9ine, and then the moment someone has the opportunity to actually do something to 6ix9ine, nothing happens to him. Then they get on the internet and start talking about why nothing happened. So we're going to go into details. We're going to talk about that when we get back from this commercial break. Remember, this is episode 70 of Nothing Podcast. You're rapping with DJ Exclusive and the Nothing Podcast. Everything lit.
Hey, what it is, Connecticut? It's your boy Drop. And I'm chilling with Connecticut's finest female, DJ Exclusive.
We the best music.
Now play that new jam for
another one.
DJ Khaled!
Come with me, leave all of your things, yeah. We can stop at Gucci, stop at Louis V, yeah. Come with me, fly you out to grief. Full speed, so volley Paris, yeah. Come with me, leave all of your things, yeah. We can stop at Gucci, stop at Louis V, yeah. Come with me, fly you out to grief. Full speed, so volley Paris. Speedboats, baby, in Nikki Beach. Waves in my ear, smoking weed. Through the sand in a key. All because of what I did on beats, baby. Life sweet, baby. I stop, baby. You just go get ready, we go out, baby. Long time looking for the bounce, yeah. Ozzy had the bounce, yeah. Come with me, leave all of your things, yeah. You can stop at Gucci, stop at Louis V, yeah. Come with me, fly you out the beach. Full speed, so vole Paris. Come with me, leave all of your things, yeah. You can stop at Gucci, stop at Louis V, yeah. Come with me, fly you out the beach. Full speed, je suis ton genie. Rolls Royce, baby, in hidden heels. Bags full of $100 bills. Jogging past your wife and she get chill. All because of how I kept it real. Life sweet, baby, on a G-Way. I get you anything you need, baby, yeah. Work for everything you see, baby. Ooh, wee, baby, ooh. Come on me, leave all of your things, yeah. You can stop at Gucci, stop at Louis V, yeah. Come on me, fly you out the beach. Full speed, so vole Paris. Come on me, leave all of your things, yeah. You can stop at Gucci, stop at Louis V, yeah. Come on me, fly you out the beach. Full speed, so vole Paris.
You are now rocking the DJ Exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
Never falling, why you making problems? I've been silent, why you making problems? I'm a problem, being rich is not my fault. You decide who you think you should reside with. I've been quiet, hard to miss me when I'm flying. Gone out to Keiko, she can stay in my room. She can stay in my room, and it ain't my thing. I was trying to play it right. I was trying to treat you nice. Funny I had to stop. See me when I'm outside. We ain't have a problem. Then you ain't found one. How you gonna get it back? She can't help but get attached. See me outside. See me on the south side. I could tell you're sick inside. She wanna love me.
Everybody know this your boy back. Kwame. I'm holding it down for DJ Exclusives. Just spin it, man.
Papa came home from another day of hard. Working handed me his key. Told me go look in the car. So I went out there to look for what he had me to get. I was checking all the seats, but the only thing I saw was a bag of cocaine. Papa was too solid, he ain't never tell a lie. I went in to tell him about it, he said, oh, that must be God. He worked with me at the job, I said, oh, and walked away. He said, oh, before you go, make sure you don't tell your mom about the cocaine. Me and a little homie, we was walking to the store. It was right there on the corner. Then we seen the guy that's homeless. He was wrapped up in the blanket. He was looking really cold. Then he asked us for some change. Then he asked us if we know who had the cocaine. Cocaine. I'm losing my mind, trying to figure out how did I inherit so much pain. I drink a lot of alcohol, problems with the law, but I have done better or the same. Daddy never tried.
Cocaine.
I never tried cocaine. Father's only next logical step was to go to rehab.
Can't let go.
And that's exactly what he did.
Of my heart.
He went to rehab and got completely clean. He hasn't did a drug in over 20 years.
Yeah, this ain't no G, this shit smoking, this shit thrash for real.
This that shit that had you choking and got Tuka killed. Niggas chasing clout and claiming bodies they ain't do for real.
You are now rocking DJ exclusive.
This ain't no
fine,
this shit smoking, this shit thrust for real. This that shit that had you choking and got Tuka killed. Niggas chasing clout and claiming bodies they ain't do for real. And my bitch got ass shots, but I promise that this strap is real. This ain't no G, this shit smoking, this shit thrust for real. This that shit that had you choking and got Tuka killed. Niggas chasing clout and claiming bodies they ain't do for real. And my bitch got ass shots, but I promise that this strap is real. Niggas ain't gon' shoot for real, they ain't gon' shoot for real. Call up Muwafi, grab his Glock and he gon' shoot the kill. I done hit stains for real, niggas ain't game for real. Niggas go to jail or tell, I done see hits from my cell. Bad bitch post my bill, scream fuck 12, all these bills came from the cartel. They say I got mail, damn, who got nail, that boy a trophy, I'ma put him on the shelf. This ain't no G, this shit smoking, this shit thrust for real. This that shit that had you choking and got Tuka killed. Niggas chasing clout and claiming bodies they ain't do for real. And my bitch got ass shots, but I promise that this strap is real. This ain't no G, this shit smoking, this shit thrust for real. This that shit that had you choking and got Tuka killed. Niggas chasing clout and claiming bodies they ain't do for real. And my bitch got ass shots, but I promise that this strap is real.
Ain't gon' lie, that little shit major. My hoes carry tasers.
Yeah.
When it comes to this little paper, my shit come in pages.
Sure.
When I had to slow down all through drawers, I had to go through phases.
Sure.
Even though we fighting all on cases, keep them guns on stages. Booger gave me X pills, told me chase it, but I cannot take it. Why these niggas acting like they real, but niggas know they fake it. I can't take it. He a bitch, just hoe his ass.
Shh. Bro slide with a COVID man. Shh. Last op, he overgas. Smoke, goddamn, get back, dog. Goose, goose, he overgas. Dope, loose screws, I better ass pole.
Foo, foo, them chains for the low, low. Goof, dude, he'll stay, he don't know.
Bitch,
this 2-2 smoke. Dope, don't that deuce, deuce blow.
Go.
Boo-hoo, why you crying, you a hoe, bitch.
Fuck you, now you mad, he ain't know.
This ain't no G, this shit smoking, this shit thrust for real. This that shit that had you choking and got Tuka killed. Niggas chasing clout and claiming bodies they ain't do for real. And my bitch got ass shots, but I promise that this strap is real. This ain't no G, this shit smoking, this shit thrust for real. This that shit that had you choking and got Tuka killed. Niggas chasing clout and claiming bodies they ain't do for real. And my bitch got ass shots, but I promise that this strap is real.
Yo, you think I'm fucking on thirsty luck? Yo, drink that. I'm a peep. Look. These niggas be sacrificing their mans. Look, look, if a nigga killing, look, look. Tell that nigga Vaughn rest in piss, nigga. I don't got cat rap, nigga. Everything I rap about, I really did. That's why I went down in the feds, nigga. No matter if I snitched or not, nigga, I got my reason, nigga. I really was doing everything I was rapping about. Nigga said when I die, I'm boosting the murder rate. No, you not, nigga. Your niggas don't care about you. Yo, wasn't there a video they stole all his jewelry? After Vaughn died, they stole all his jewelry, his own man's. Rest in piss, nigga. All y'all niggas, tell Meek, Lil Snoop, rest in piss. His uncle killed him, Meek just kept rapping. That's your artist, you invested money into that nigga. Rest in piss, nigga. Bugging, nigga. Niggas, my mouth is reckless, nigga. Gangster.
You are now rocking with DJ F-Exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
Yo, listen, I'm gonna keep it a stack.
Hey,
with
come
you,
in, man. Come on.
Look,
there you
go. Stop bringing niggas. Yo, you don't gotta bring niggas. You tough by yourself, right? You tough by yourself, right? Bro, put that shit away, because when you shit it on yourself, you didn't pull that out.
Man, I don't wanna hear that shit.
You shit it on yourself, you didn't pull that out.
Hey, you too internet, bro.
Yo, listen, when you shit it on yourself,
bro.
Why didn't you do
it? Look, fuck that.
Why didn't you pull that gun out when you shit on yourself?
You ain't even in the hood for shit to happen to you,
shorty.
That's cap, man.
Yo, bro, I'm
all
up. Bro, I'm in every club, huh?
That's too internet, bro.
Yo, look, look.
That's too internet, shorty.
Look, look.
And
look,
take it from a nigga, cool. No IG or shit, bro. That's too.
Yo, bro,
what you want, bro.
What's the last nigga y'all dropped? Because y'all
bro,
ops is dying crazy.
Saying, bro, come on, bro.
Yo, look, no, no. I'm just keep it saying, yo,
bro,
yo,
the
King
Von,
look, King Von said this. King Von said this.
I my
when
God,
I
bro,
die, I'm boosting the murder rate.
Bro.
Y'all niggas
too disrespectful,
yet.
Bro, for the internet, bro. I'm telling you, gang. You too disrespectful. And I ain't even from the O, but them my people. You too disrespectful, sure.
All right. Why? Because I'm on the internet?
You too disrespectful, shorty.
Yo, hold on, hold on, hold on.
That's
so when y'all
say,
be
shorty,
so when y'all
in a minute,
this Tuca,
yo, wait, I'm wearing your RIP merch, man. Make sure so they y'all get some RIP merch for your
yo,
ass.
When y'all this in Tuca, it's not disrespectful.
Man, fuck
we out here.
Tuca, fuck all of them, nigga.
When y'all this Tuca, y'all not disrespectful. Nigga shitting on himself, wanna pull out a gun on IG Live. Pulled out the gun when niggas come here, Reach. Why you didn't pull out the gun when you shit it on yourself, nigga? Nigga said, yo, come.
He got all his shells because he ain't
look, you still got all the bullets in your gun, nigga. All them bullets still in your fucking clip. Yeah. The nigga who made you shell, stop playing with me, nigga. These niggas is pussy, nigga. Nigga made that nigga shit on himself. He want to pull out a gun on IG Live. It's crazy. Nigga said, yo, he pulled out the gun like if I was gonna be like, oh shit, yo, Reese, I'm sorry. Reese, chill, son. You're a bozo. You're a clown.
Nigga shot him in his throat.
Nigga shot him in his throat. He can't even talk no more. He put stop, his hand stop, in his throat. He said, yo, come talk for me. My throat hurt. Yo, yeah. I forgot Reese got shot in the neck. He can't talk. He said, can't talk, nigga. Yo, Reese can't talk. He put his man on the phone because the bullet hurt his throat. Nigga's a cornball. Look. Look. Son is a fucking cornball, son.
Man. You know, it might not mean nothing to y'all, but you can have a large cup of shut the fuck up with extra ice and lemon if you ever fix your fingers or your mouth up to tell me that I defend 6ix9ine. Let's just be really, really motherfucking clear here. The world is a lot bigger than where you live, what you represent, and what you stand for. Because I am aware of that very fact, when I think about situations like 6ix9ine, and then I compare it to all of these quote-unquote real niggas that I grew up around that wasted their whole life in and out of jail sticking to some kind of some type of script of real niggadom, I find it hysterical. Because you can get all of them niggas in the room and they'll all tell you that if they could have did something different, they would have done it. I'm getting real sick and tired of niggas comparing systematic racism and systematic bullshit that leads niggas to a life of crime, which makes niggas subscribe to a certain type of lifestyle that is only legitimate in that bubble of people. I say that to say this. Your 5, 6, 7 homeboys that be like, no snitching, no snitching, that shit don't matter. And if we're talking about DJ Exclusive, what it is that I believe in, if you don't feel as if you could do the time and the type of facility you're more than likely going to be sent to, then it is in your best option to not do the crime. Because I believe that it is sucker shit to be complacent in a crime with your counterparts, and because you are afraid to go to jail, you tell. A lot of y'all are like, well, ain't that what 6ix9ine did? In some cases. But when it comes to 6ix9ine and me, I'm 35. I'm a 90s baby. I came up in an era where certain niggas wouldn't even let you stand that close to them. You wasn't even allowed to hear certain conversations. When I was getting my first little packs and going to see the plug and certain niggas was coming around, I got sent outside of the room. I say that to say, these niggas were horrible gangsters, period. It don't matter if 6ix9ine told on them or not, because the way that these niggas was moving and how that they was living, they was gonna go to jail anyway. The way I look at that situation was, you didn't do your homework on 69. You didn't realize the type of nigga that he was, and you didn't understand that he is not about this life. Furthermore, if he was supposed to be the bag, and all he was supposed to be was getting money for the gang, why the fuck is y'all doing real gang shit on his behest? How the fuck is a nigga that's not actually a part of your organization subscribe to the same rules that you were forced to hold yourself accountable to when you got jumped in, loped in, blooded in, or whatever the fuck? This is my shit with 6ix9ine. There's supposed to be a whole lot of rules that come with gang shit. All of them niggas didn't follow not a nan rule when it came to protecting your set and knowing who you be and not just doing anything anywhere. They didn't follow none of them rules. And then, let's get off of that. Let's talk about the whole fucking his girl, kidnapping them, pistol whipping them. Jim Jones on the phone talking about doing them super dirty, going to violate them.
Hey, now you rocking with DJ Epstein.
Then we go back to the fact the nigga like 23. How old is the nigga? He's a baby. So you mix the fact that he's not built like that. Never really spent no time in no federal prison with no real charges on him. Then he's young, a multi-millionaire. No, he does not want to go to jail. Yes, he's going to tell on you. You can't expect loyalty from a nigga that you were not loyal to. Everybody wants to talk about how 6ix9ine was wrong, how 6ix9ine was wrong, but no one talks about the other shit. He was wrong, because at the end of the day, he knew what he was doing when he was doing it. This is why he get on IG talking about it. Like he just said, I rap about everything I did, that's why I was in the feds. That's him admitting, yeah, I was with some of that shit. Because at the end of the day, when they found this nigga, he wasn't about that life. But being around it when he wasn't supposed to be, and seeing it, it turned him into something that he never was. But what y'all didn't account for was the fact that he will revert back to the same nigga he always been the moment the pressure get on. When you out here and you running the streets and niggas is doing what you say and you getting money and you fucking bitches, yeah, it's easy to put on. But when you in that cell and you by yourself and you know you about to go to jail for a very long time for crimes that you did not necessarily commit but maybe told niggas to do, yeah, you're not about to go do that. Because in your mind, you're like, well, these niggas did this, that, and the third to me, and yeah, they did the crime, so they should be prepared to do the time. I'm not built to do the time. And if they want to not go to jail, then they can tell just like me, but I'm motherfucking telling. And that's how he gave it up. Then you got niggas like Meek Mill and all of these quote-unquote street niggas that's getting on Clubhouse, getting on Twitter, Facebook, and any kind of social media app all day, every day, talking about what should happen to him. And in ways, I agree, because I come from a place where if you are a snitch, it is not safe for you. But then even eventually, from where I'm from, snitches started getting away with shit. Niggas stand in circles and smoke blunts with niggas that snitched on them. And what's worse, they know these niggas snitched on them. And these are niggas that was born and raised in the street shit. Niggas pick and choose when they allow snitching. And that shit is corny. When it's okay, when it's your boy, when it's your family, when it's your loved one, when it's all of that, it's okay. There's somebody that got murdered where I'm from. His family is offering money for any information. Ain't that snitching? These same people talk about what they do in the streets and how they get it on in the streets. Ain't that the rules you get it on in the streets? Then I'm getting real sick and tired of everybody like, well, he's surrounded by federal agents. He's surrounded by the FBI. He's surrounded by the government. Nigga, so?
Luther King surrounded by? What was John F. Kennedy surrounded by? What was all of these wonderful leaders of America surrounded by when they were assassinated? John F. Kennedy had the whole motherfucking Secret Service, and that nigga brains was all in his wife's blouse and purse, nigga. And I say that to say, if you want somebody to get touched, somebody gets touched. Because real niggas, this is not just movie shit. When a real nigga got a problem with somebody, you're watching that nigga. You're waiting. And if you come to a conclusion, yo, this nigga security'd up, he bodyguarded up, then you get solution oriented and they gotta get it too. You supposed to be so mad at 6ix9ine and feel like he gotta die. Anybody that protecting that nigga gotta die. Cause that's how it is on the streets. If you got beef with a nigga on the streets and somebody feel like they wanna protect that nigga that you got a problem with, then that nigga that's protecting your problem gotta die so you can get to your problem. Stop sitting here saying motherfuckers is defending 6ix9ine because we're sitting here asking you when you're gonna kill this nigga. Don't keep on getting on Instagram and Twitter talking about how this nigga gotta die. Then you bump into him and then you holding your Charles Dickens looking afraid and shit. And then you running on the internet talking about, oh, he was surrounded by security. That's a dummy mission. That's stupid. Who the fuck would do that? That's dumb. Come on, man. Miss me with it. Miss me with it. But enough of that. I'm off of that. We about to get into this battle, man. We about to get into that battle, man. Listen. Listen. I am a Gully fan. I am not gonna act like I am not, and I am not gonna sit here and act like I think Dom stood a chance. So before I go ahead and give my commentary on that, I want to give y'all a quick reminder. Please, please log on to www.nothingmerch.com and shop your custom Nothing Podcast, Nothing Merch clothing. Custom design hoodies, t-shirts, hats, mugs, glasses, cups, whatever the fuck, stickers, hit me up. I got you. Make sure you join our Facebook community, Everything Lit. If you follow and like the Nothing Podcast page, everything that you see get posted on the podcast page, gets posted in Everything Lit, and plus other content that you don't see on our Instagram. By the way, speaking of Instagram, might not mean nothing to y'all, but we trying to hit a rack in followers on both Instagram and Facebook, so make sure you go like and follow that Nothing Pod on Facebook, and go follow us on Instagram under Nothing Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, come forth for another hit. We have Dom J here, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready for this week? I'm ready. Here we go. Are you ready, Dom? Okay, guys. Here's the heat.
First off, you're 40 with no kids. That means two things, either your body or no dick. Oh shit, that's like having a gun with no clip. Oh tits, how your pussy wet with no drip. Oh, witch, the captain, you ain't got no ship. Hold this, 8 gates, a lock, hitting low tits. You're bogus, you been that. You trapped where your licks at. I heard you used to lick crack, I'm shooting but a kickback. Say you on your way and shit, who, Marlon? Are you hard or are you James Harden? I know they mad when I get in my bag. They say that I'm ass, my lyrics is trash. I'm stating the facts. Oh my gosh, what a beautiful setting. Oh, you mad cause you bald and you got no edges? Shit, I be mad too. I know you mad cause I came at cool. But shit, I ain't come at you. What a shame, you think you running the game. 10 years ago, 10 years from now, position's the same. You're a disgrace, say you queen, I'm holding the ace. See, your whole career, you been running in place. Bring me advice, you need to drop some weight. And by the way, your frontal, that shit's not lace. Sit back, write some shit, make it suspenseful. And don't come back until something dope hits you. Fuck it, you could take the mic on with you. Looking like an iPhone missed you. Double XL screaming, I don't fit you. Whoa. Yes, I'm Dom J, yes, I'm the next wave. All you other MCs, y'all just in my way. So won't the real MCs please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Yes, I'm Dom J, yes, I'm the next wave. All you other MCs, y'all just in my way. So won't the real MCs please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. You
are now rocking with DJ Fsclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
It be the unpolished delivery for me. It be the big boy talk with no credentials for me. It be the inability to take advice from someone who's been doing this and has seen success for me. You know, like, me and Gully ain't best friends by no stretch of the imagination, but we do talk every day almost. So for her and nobody around her to have any idea why you would do this, the only thing that I can tell is clout. Okay, that's fine. We live in a world of clout. Clout matters. They do anything for clout. I'm not even mad at you on the sense of I am an up-and-coming MC that believes that I am very skilled at what I do, and these motherfuckers over here, they're the ones making the noise. And honestly, I feel like I am better than them, so I'm gonna diss them. I'm not even mad at that. But the issue is, you need to actually be better or of the level of the people that you're trying to come at. See, that's issue number one. Issue number two is, after she drops the track, you carry it like a hoe. You on her live, you tagging motherfuckers just to co-sign you, because once you seen that live, you already knew what it was hitting for. When I put out a clip, this man got on the Nothing Pod page telling me that I'm lying when I said that Preem was on live at 1:30 in the morning. Where people like, play it again, play it again. I know that's not what you're saying, it was a lie, because you can go back to her page and watch the live. Now, if you're saying I'm lying because I said that she was in Facebook jail when you dropped your track, I mean, that is what she told me. She hadn't been posting, not even on her story, so I was inclined to believe it. You said that you got some proof, so show the receipts. Please show me how you can prove to me that when you dropped your song, she was not in Facebook jail. And if what you're gonna tell me is you dropped it on SoundCloud 9 days ago, blah, 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 that doesn't count if she didn't hear it or know about it. Understand? The fact that you picked the real Slim Shady beat and you thought that you was mopping shit, that's what tells me you really do need to listen more when people trying to school you, bro. Because I don't really have no hard feelings against you. It was really, I'm not fucking with you once you stood me up, not once but twice, to show up on this here podcast. I don't know if you was afraid to get put on the spot. I don't know what the situation was. I don't do excuses. A part of you being so ready for the game and so this and so that, that means showing up for interviews. That means sticking to your obligations. That means not burning bridges. That means not spamming your music in people's inboxes expecting for them to listen, but you don't know how to listen to criticism. That is why I don't ever listen to your music when you send it to me, because I already know that it's gonna need help. So when I try to tell you what it's gonna need, you're not gonna like it. And with that being said, we gonna get into Gully Joint. And we gonna wrap up the show with Gully's Joint. Because, one, I don't need to say nothing else after that. She's gonna body the track. I wish that she would've used the beat that I made for her, but that's neither here nor there. She said she's gonna use it for another time. I'll wait for that. I don't really have much to say after, you know, she gets on it. The only reason I played your joint is because people said that I was being unfair. I damn sure wasn't gonna play all three of those joints. The back-to-back one was just not it. But enough on you. Hope you don't feel no type of way. It ain't no hard feelings. It ain't no shade. I'm not trying to fight you. It ain't nothing like that. I'm just doing what I do as a podcaster, as a blogger. You are not ready for artists like Preem Gully. And that's all I gotta say. So I appreciate y'all for tapping in to the first episode of Solo Season 7. Again, this is your girl DJ Exclusive with the Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit. And you about to get into that Preem Gully smoking on Dom J. Holla at your girl. Make sure you drop a comment, like, share, and subscribe on YouTube. Like, share, and subscribe on Facebook. And let everybody know anything lit.
We smoking on Dom J tonight.
You are now rocking with DJ Exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
Nigga, I got my heat out. You really trying to spaz real quick? You brought the queen out. We smoking on Dom, sit back and put your feet up. Punch you in the face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Anytime I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. You really trying to spaz real quick? You brought the queen out. We smoking on Dom, sit back and put your feet up. Gang, this bitch is really trying to come at me. Your mama knew you was a pussy, name you Dominique. Gang, this bitch is really trying to come at me. Your mama knew you was a pussy, name you Dominique. Okay, let me get into this chick's ass. I mean, you shitting me. You really fucking shitting, B. Cause I done had a lot of fights, I never shitted, B. I mean, you really think you hotter than me, Dominique? You bitch made, your name lame, I'm not playing. I got the call, I kept you safe, so I'ma flame you. You know the vibes, I'll get you touch, I'll no name you. Who put the battery? Tell them come and battle me. I'm just a chick, but you niggas never rattle me. You just a little bitch and all you niggas bottom feed. And half you niggas was gang, we got you out of there. So now you sharing this whack shit, man, get out of here. I'm over 30 with one son, this rapper sport. I came up out of the shell to entertain a dork. You got a SoundCloud, I'm shooting movies in New York. You like the town clown, we laughing at you, little girl. I left you on red, I guess you really mad, hun. You wanted to try out the box, wanna unwrap her. I'm done with fucking with bitches, can never strap up. And I ain't talking about guns, but I can mask up. 2021 body bag, you wrapped up. And I ain't leaving no trace, you could get ashed up. Don't make me tell my nephew Gap, you trying to act tough. Cause you recited every bar, nigga, fan love. I heard your sis a little whore, gave my niggas top. Two niggas, same team, it ain't pay a lot. A couple blunts, a pint of Henny, yeah, she big thot. You blue face, no swag, and she Tatiana. She top fresh and fave, they called the Sloppiana. But I'ma end the fucking fight, call me Pacquiana. Cause I'ma end it, call me 50 with the Murdiana. You no more, cause of death, call it Gulliana. Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Every time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. You really tryna spaz real quick, you brought the queen out. We smoking on Dom, sit back and put your feet up. Punch you in the face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Every time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. You really tryna spaz real quick, you brought the queen out. We smoking on Dom, sit back and put your feet up.
You are now rocking with DJ Exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.